Well, good evening and welcome. Welcome everyone to this live telephone town hall meeting we have for you tonight with the City of Anna, Texas, to discuss planning and zoning here in the city. Again, hello and welcome. You're live on the line with the City of Anna, Texas. We are so glad to have you tonight. We do these calls as a way to reach out to you and open up the conversation, and we want to hear your questions, comments, concerns about planning and zoning. So to get in line with those, just press 0 on the keypad on your phone. We already have some folks taking us up on that. We'll get to your live questions here in a little bit, but if you'd rather not go live, feeling a little shy tonight, that's fine. Still press 0. Just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air. We just want to get those questions answered. Also tonight, we're collecting your email addresses. Neighbor Note, our weekly e-newsletter, is something that you can sign up for tonight during this call. Just press 7 on the keypad on your phone to speak with one of our staff members and provide them your email address. Again, email is one of the very best ways for us to keep you up to date. So that's 0 to submit your question tonight and 7 to provide us your email. All right, with that, it is my pleasure to officially get us started off by turning this call over to City Council Member Liaison for the Planning and Zoning Commission, Kevin Toten. Kevin, please take it away.
Good evening. Welcome to our first Development Planning and Zoning Telephone Town Hall for Anna. My name is Kevin Toten, City Council Member for the City of Anna and Council Liaison for the Planning and Zoning Commission. I have served on the City Council since 2018. Tonight I'm here with Development Services Director Ross Ottobelli and Public Works Director Greg Peters. As you may have noticed, Anna is on fire with growth and development and has recently seen the most significant development boom in the city's history. Last year, sales tax collections increased by 29% over FY 2020, and single family permits jumped 36% over the same time period. Last fiscal year, the city received over 1,200 new single family permits. This fiscal year, the city is on pace to surpass that total by over 200 permits. Growth is everywhere in North Texas, not just in Anna, and our commitment as council and staff is to promote managed, sustainable development here in our community. The purpose of this town hall is to answer your questions regarding development in Anna and how development will impact our future roadways and infrastructure. We also will be happy to answer any building-specific questions you may have. So with that, let's jump in.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Another reminder, press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with those questions. We're going to get to those right away. But first, I have an announcement about something coming up on Saturday, already the day after tomorrow, Saturday, April 30th. The Anna Police Department invites all of our neighbors to the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, nationwide drug take-back event. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our police administration office. It's 101 South Powell Parkway. So you can safely dispose of all of your accumulated, expired, or unwanted and unused prescription drugs. This service is free and anonymous, and you do not have to be a neighbor of Anna to participate. So tell your friends if they live outside of Anna, they can come too. We just want everyone there. 101 South Powell Parkway, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring your expired, unwanted, unused prescription drugs. Thanks, everyone, for that. All right, press 7. Also want to sign up for our e-newsletter, a great way for us to keep you up to date that way. All right, we are going to take a question that is a good way to get our conversation started. What is the Development Services Department?
The Development Services Department consists of two divisions, one being the building, the other being the planning division. The building department, they review plans, issue permits, provide inspections for new builds. They also provide building code requirements for new and existing construction, help the development community as they navigate through the building code itself and the City of Anna regulations. The planning department, on the other hand, they're responsible for coordinating all planning and development related activities. They meet with the development community, assist them as it relates to zoning for property, as well as provide guidance with the comprehensive plan and helping navigate through the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the City Council.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to get to your live questions here in just a moment. Another reminder, press zero on the keypad on your phone. But first off, I want to ask you a polling question. We have a series of these tonight. We would really love your feedback on them. You just simply vote by pressing the buttons on the keypad on your phone. Question goes like this. All right, neighbors, the city mainly utilizes our website, online newsletter, and social media, such as Facebook and Nextdoor, to reach you all with our general city updates. We want to know, from your perspective, between your household and the neighbors you interact with, are you kept well informed? Press 1 for yes, I get what I need and more from these sources. Press 2 for somewhat, I can find what I need if I'm looking for it. And press 3 for not so much, this could use improvement, whether in the areas of accessibility, timeliness, presentation, or something else. So again, I'll repeat that question one more time so everybody can weigh in and let us know. From your perspective, between your household and the neighbors you interact with, are you kept well informed? Again, via our website, online newsletter, social media. Press 1 for yes, I get what I need and more from these sources. Press 2 for somewhat, I can find what I need if I'm looking for it. And press 3 for not so much. This could use improvement, whether in the areas of accessibility, timeliness, presentation, or something else. While everyone weighs in on that, we're going to take Ruth live. But I also do want to do a plug for our online newsletter, which, again, is one of the best ways for us to keep you up to date. Just press 7 right now, speak with our staff member, and you can get signed up for that. All right, let's get Ruth live right now. Ruth is on 4th Street. You're live. Please go ahead with your question.
Well, the question I had does not pertain to the growth or the building. And I missed the meeting where you were talking about the drainage area. So that was my question. So I'll have to wait, I guess, till the next time so that I can get that answered, but thank you.
So actually, Ruth, this is Greg Peters, Director of Public Works. I'm happy to jump in and answer that question for you right now. So the city just recently approved, our city council just recently approved the creation of a stormwater utility, and that is going to kick off on the 1st of October. So in October, we will actually begin that new kind of division of our street department in Public Works, and that's going to allow us to do a lot more work on maintaining our bar ditches, clearing out culverts, and improving some of the drainage in our public rights-of-way, both along our streets and then along our natural creek channels and large drainage ditches. So what I can tell you is that is something that the council has definitely seen as a need, and as staff, we've responded and are going to make that a priority. And if you have any specific areas where you have a concern, please reach out, give us a call at the Public Works Department. You can contact us through the website, or you can call our phone number, and we'd be happy to go out and take a look and see if there's some way we can help you out. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Yes. Thanks so much. So glad to have you on the line tonight, Ruth. Another reminder to get in line with your own question, just like Ruth did, by pressing zero. Right now I have another question. What is a comprehensive plan and what is it used for?
This is Councilman Toten. It's a state law requirement for the city to have a comprehensive plan if the city adopts a zoning ordinance map. The comprehensive plan is a broad plan that promotes sound development and public health, safety, and welfare. It is the basis for capital and annual budget decisions as well as economic development decisions.
Excellent. Thanks so much for that overview there. Now I have another announcement before we get to Lisa from the phones. Celebrate Earth Day this Saturday, also April 30th. Lots going on this weekend at Slater Creek Park. We'll have an artisan and food vendor fair. We have a tie-dye station, educational booths, and so much more. It's going to be so much fun, a great day to get out and enjoy the Saturday. We'll be there from 12 to 2, and Band Mountain Natives will play from 3 to 5 p.m. From 12 to 2. Sorry, I read this wrong. From 12 to 2, the band Mountain Natives will play, and then from 3 to 5, the Sugar Band will play. The tie-dye station will be open while supplies last, so make sure you get there early if you want to do that tie-dye. Again, that's at Slater Creek Park. All right, let's get to Lisa next. She asked that I read her question. She's in West Crossing, and her question goes like this. Will the street construction continue to 75? Who wants to weigh in on Lisa's question?
Yeah, this is Greg Peters, Director of Public Works again. I'm happy to answer Lisa's question for everyone that's on the line. So right now we are currently working on extending Rosamond Parkway from Anna High School all the way to US 75. So that project is underway right now. We're hopeful that that road will be built and in place by the end of the year. So it is a significant project. So we're still not 100% sure on the completion date and when it will be open, but we're shooting to have it open by the end of the year. And then the city's also working on, you know, trying to figure out a way to extend Hackberry and connect Hackberry over to US 75. Right now, Hackberry is within the West Crossing subdivision, then it stops, and then there's a short segment of it by 75. And so as a city, we are looking at trying to complete that segment so that you have a connection there. We know that connectivity to and from 75 is important for all of our neighbors, especially those who live in some of those neighborhoods that are just, you know, within a mile or so of 75 and don't have a lot of connectivity. So we're definitely going to be working on that as we move forward. Thanks for the question.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Lisa, for joining our conversation. Another reminder, press 0 to get in line with your own question, just like Lisa did. But right now, I have a polling question for you. Another one. We had such great response on that first one. Here's another one. Get your keypads ready on your phone. The City of Anna is looking at expanding our opportunities for neighbors to volunteer or be engaged with the community. We want to know, would you be interested in periodically volunteering in community cleanups, attending a neighbor leadership academy, or getting more involved in another manner? If you are, press 1 for yes. I look forward to all opportunities to be engaged. Press 2 for maybe. This could be something I'm interested in. And press 3 if nope, this is not something I'm interested again. So we just want to know, would you be interested in periodically volunteering in community cleanups, attending a neighbor leadership academy, or getting more involved in another manner? Press 1 for yes, you're ready, looking forward to opportunities. 2 for maybe, could be something you're interested in, might need some more information. And press 3 for nope, I'm not interested in that right now. Thanks, everyone, so much for weighing in on that. We're going to get right away to another question, but want to remind everyone we are collecting your email addresses. As we said earlier, we send out that e-newsletter. It has a ton of information. You don't want to miss out on that. Press 7 on the keypad on your phone to provide our staff your email address so we can include you on that email list. With that, let's get to another question. Why does a comprehensive plan include areas outside of the city limits, but zoning is only within the city limits? And then how can someone restrict land use outside of the city limits? Who wants to take this one on?
Sure, I'll take this one. Ross Altobelli, Director of Development Services. So state law dictates how the cities can grow by establishing the extraterritorial jurisdiction, or otherwise known as the ETJ. As the city annexes new land to expand the city limits, the comprehensive plan provides for a general guide of what type of development should occur and where it should occur. And state law dictates zoning authority and prohibits cities from zoning outside of the city limits. The Collin County, they currently don't have any adopted standards for zoning. So for areas in the ETJ, deed restrictions are the typical method for restricting land use. And these are private agreements that the city actually is not even part of.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And thanks so much for that question. All right. Up next, I have a question for Councilman Kevin Toten before we get to Ashley on the phone. Question goes like this. Where can I find zoning information for my property?
Great question. There are interactive maps and zoning maps on the City of Anna webpage that allow neighbors to search properties by address or by zooming in on the map and clicking on individual parcels. When receiving a parcel of land, some of the information available includes property owner information, zoning information along with links to ordinances, and the Collin County Appraisal District information along with a link to the official CCAD webpage. Additionally, the city GIS aerial mapping is updated every 6 months, which gives a true representation of active development within the city.
Excellent. Thanks so much for that information. Thanks for that great question. Let's go next to Ashley, who wants to go live. She's at Rosemont Parkway off of Elm Street. Ashley, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question. Ashley, are you there? Go ahead. You're live.
I was wanting to know what the plans for Highway 5, the development, as far as maybe if it's going to expand in the near future or not.
Great. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Sure.
Let you field her question.
Yeah, this is Greg Peters, Director of Public Works. So we are working with TxDOT on the expansion of State Highway 5. You may have noticed over the last couple of months, TxDOT's had some contractors that are actually out clearing some of the right-of-way, and there have been some franchise utility companies out relocating some of their lines as well. TxDOT has the widening of 5 through Anna split into two different projects. So the first project is going to come up from Melissa all the way to Hackberry, the intersection of 5 and Hackberry. We expect that project to happen in the next couple of years. While TxDOT has not identified the specific time when it is going to kick off, we know that they're getting everything ready so that they're ready to bid the project. So that usually means that it's within a 2 to 3 year window. That's about as close as I can guess it right now. And then the second phase, which is probably more in the 5 year window, would be from Hackberry all the way up north to the county line, which would be at our northern city limit. So we expect both of those projects to happen in the next 5 years, with the southern portion happening first. So thank you. That was a great question.
Absolutely. Great question. Thanks so much, Ashley, for joining our conversation. Another reminder, if you have a question, comment, concern, thought, or idea, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Again, we don't want you to walk away from this call with any of those questions left unanswered. So don't be shy. If you don't want to go live, that's fine. So press 0. Just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air. Another great way to provide feedback is in these polling questions. I have another one for you. We sincerely appreciate your feedback on these. So, neighbors, one thing the City of Anna has been focused on lately is enhancing our community's beauty and cleanliness. We've recently started a beautification task force. We held an Earth Day cleanup and held a hazardous waste drop-off. We want to know, from your perspective, based on what you see every day, are we doing enough to enhance the beauty and cleanliness of our community? Press 1 for yes, 2 if you're neutral, and 3 if you're the opinion that we need improvement still. So again, we want to know, from your perspective, based on what you see every day, are we doing enough to enhance the beauty and cleanliness of our community? Press 1 for yes, 2 if you're neutral, and 3 if you think we need improvement. Thanks, everyone, for weighing in on that. Great feedback. Lots of people engaged that way. Love seeing that. All right, another question for you here. If I'm remodeling my home, what sort of work requires a permit? This is one of those questions we see a lot. I'm so glad we're bringing it up tonight.
Again, this is Ross Eltabelli, Director of Development Services. So what we always ask our neighbors is, if there is ever a question as relates to if a permit may or may not be needed, just to always call the department. But in short, permits are required for almost any room addition, whether it be a bedroom, bathroom, family room. If you're looking to expand your kitchen, re-roofing also requires a permit. Any type of mechanical, electrical, and plumbing permit as well. The building department currently contains on our webpage some helpful information that provides just basic background, typical requirements from some of the everyday permits that our homeowners are looking to complete. You know, fencing, irrigation, remodels, as I mentioned, roofing, swimming pools and spas. That's also a helpful document that we have, as well as for patio covers, arbors, and water heaters. So as I mentioned, though, if there is ever any question, we always ask that our neighbors call the building department and just ask, and we'll be able to provide direction.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks so much for that question. All right. We'll get Gina live now before Brian, but we've cleared our queue for those wanting to sign up for that e-newsletter. So again, pressing 7 on the keypad on your phone so that we can keep you up to date regularly with the happenings around Anna. All right. Gina in Avery Point, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
My question has to do with the White Street exit 48A. I've lived in Anna a little over 3 years, and so when I first moved here, I went through the whole situation where they were reconstructing the bridge and the exit, et cetera. It's disappointing just less than 3 years later to find that the traffic gets so backed up coming off the interstate in the afternoons. The mornings are backed up over the bridge, and so it seems to me, because a lot of people do it illegally, that there should be a double turn lane, especially going over that bridge to alleviate some of the traffic flow, especially in the morning. And then the same thing in the evening coming off the highway. Are there any plans to correct that traffic situation there?
Great question, Gina. This is Councilman Toten. So as some of you may know, may not know, the city did their own studies for certain intersections in the within the city, and one of the main ones was the White Street going over 75 and the back up going east. So we did a study. We felt that the study wasn't didn't have a good strong information off of it. So we went back and did a second one, and right now we're waiting for response from TxDOT. We've submitted, the study's been completed. We've submitted the study to them. We're waiting on it. What we're wanting is the timing of the lights could be a lot better. So we see the problem. We're just waiting for TxDOT to come back with their answer. And Greg has the second part of this answer.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. So this is Greg Peters, Director of Public Works. So, Gina, this is a problem that a lot of folks have been bringing up to us. And as Kevin said, we've been doing our own studies, submitting that information to TxDOT. One of the things that we're talking about with TxDOT right now is exactly what you brought up, which is the potential for a dual left turn there. There is capacity in the existing road, the way it's built, to have a dual left. It would require just some striping and adjustment of the signal. So we're hopeful that TxDOT will approve either that solution or if they have other ideas. But we know that there is a need. I mean, it's an area where it's a problem. It's especially a problem during peak hour traffic in the morning and the evening. And so something's got to be done. And we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to work with TxDOT to reach a solution. But the idea you identify with the dual left turn, that is actually one of the proposed solutions that the city has proposed as a way to address this. So thank you for the question. It was a really good one.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Gina, for joining our conversation tonight. Great questions. Keep them coming by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone, just like Brian did. Brian is on O'Hara Street. Brian, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. So I live in Terra Farms and I've been here about 5 years, and in that span we've got about 6 new neighborhoods that have cropped up and more coming in the vicinity of County Road 371. And I know it was a blessing a year or so ago when we finally got the road resurfaced with the tar and gravel, but I think with the amount of traffic, I want to know if there's any plans to expand that road, especially with the new neighborhoods and the school traffic increasing, to maybe make it concrete or widen it out or something. So I know there's several times of the day it's very difficult to get down 371.
Sure. Thanks for the question, Brian. This is Greg Peters again. So the road that you're referring to, like you said, we recently did a chip seal project to rework the top of it, which has made it better, but obviously that is a temporary solution. That's not a long-term solution. We are working with developers who are looking at that overall area right now, And one of the key infrastructure projects that would be tied to additional development along that corridor would be improving that road. So that is definitely something that we're looking at. One of the City Council's strategic plan top goals is to have growth pay for growth. And so in that same line of thought, you know, as staff, that's our goal, is to work with new development that comes into that area to make sure that we get the infrastructure improvements that are needed, like widening and improving 371, so that we can move the traffic through that we know is coming through that corridor. So really good question. Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much for joining our conversation. Brian, let's go right away now to another polling question. We're having great feedback here. We want to know, if you have noticed issues with cleanliness around our community, whether it's regarding trash, dumping, unkept grass, abandoned vehicles, or others, we want to know, where are they occurring? So there are five options here. I'll read through them twice, and then you can vote. Are they occurring on roads or right-of-ways? Are they on neighbors' properties or in the neighborhoods? Are they on commercial property, or are they in city parks, or do you have no knowledge of cleanliness or beautification issues? So again, press 1 if they are on roads or right-of-ways. Press 2 if you see these issues occurring on neighbors' property or in neighborhoods. Press 3 if you see them occurring on commercial properties. Press 4 if you see it in city parks. And then press 5 if you have no knowledge of cleanliness or beautification issues. So everyone's weighing in here. Again, we want to know, if you have noticed issues with cleanliness around our community, press 1 if you've noticed it on roads or right-of-ways, 2, neighbors' properties or in the neighborhoods, 3, commercial property, 4, in city parks, and 5, if you have no knowledge, you haven't noticed any cleanliness or beautification issues. All right, now I have another announcement. We have a lot of information for you tonight. The Anna Parks and Recreation Guide for Spring is now available, and programming continues through the end of May. I'll give you a website here. You can view the guide at our website, www.annatexas.gov/recguide, as in REC for recreation, rec guide, REC guide. So www.annatexas.gov/recguide. All right, let's get back to our questions now. We have Tamala, who are going to take live in Creekview. Tamala, please go ahead with your question. You're live right now.
Hello. I live in Creekview area, and I'm in the back in the cul-de-sac area. They're doing like some clearing some trees because they said they're going to run like a 70-foot pipe for the new home construction that they're building. And I just wanted to know, are those trees going to be replaced?
Sure. So thanks, Tamala. I'll answer that. This is Ross Eltabelli. So utilities are typically exempt from tree replacement, and as you're correct, that utility line that is going up, that is going to be a new north line that's going to be extending up further towards Ferguson Parkway. But again, whenever utilities are put in and trees are removed, those are exempt from replacement. However, of course, the city or even contractors will do their best to ensure that that area is graded accordingly and picked up and just not left in disarray.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Shamla, for joining our conversation tonight with your great question. We have Michelle up next, but first off, I want to do a last call to press 7 on the keypad on your phone. Again, that is to sign up for NeighborNote, our weekly e-newsletter. Includes a ton of great information, some of which we're including tonight in our call, but also other important issues going on around Anna. So pressing 7 on the keypad on your phone, last chance during this event so that we have enough time to get your email address and make sure we have it written down correctly so we can add you to our list. With that, let's get Michelle live. She's in the new part of Oak Hollow. Ask that I read her question, so you won't be going live, Michelle. Didn't mean to scare you there. Is there any plan to expand Ferguson Parkway from Taylor Boulevard where the curve is? And again, that's from Michelle. Let's go to Councilman Kevin Toten to answer this one.
Michelle, that's a great question. just like some, you live in Oak Hollow, I live in Pecan Grove, so this Ferguson is very important to my neighborhood as well. But just Tuesday night, the city council approved a final design and a contract for Ferguson to extend to the outer loop. We have an alignment. We've worked with the staff has worked with the families involved with the bigger parcels of land. We're waiting on some federal grants, and with the federal grant, getting grants from the federal government, it adds a few more steps. And the monies that will come from that is pretty important because it's a good project. It has a bridge that's involved that goes over a creek. So once all said and done, it's going to add another north-south way for all of us to get in and out of Anna. So a great question, and if you have any more questions or concerns about that road, you can always reach out to the Public Works Department.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Councilman. Thanks, Michelle, for joining our conversation tonight. All right, let's get Crystal up next. Also ask that I read her question, which is absolutely fine. Before we go to Crystal, I'll remind everyone, press 0 to get in line with your own question, whether it be live or red light crystals in Lakeview Estates. She says, I've noticed tar tracked off Taylor Boulevard onto Ferguson. She's curious if there is any plans or current work being done on Taylor Boulevard, and also will you be widening it? So a few questions from Crystal there. Who wants to weigh in on that one?
So Crystal, this is Greg Peters, Director of Public Works. I'll jump in on this one. So Taylor Boulevard is one of our mutual boundary roads. While a portion of it is within the city limits of Anna, there actually is the larger majority of that road is out in Collin County and outside of the city limits. What the city has done on this project is we've done two things. So the first is we did do a chip seal project over the top of it, which you notice, and I know you said some of the tars come through. They are preparing to probably in about 2 to 3 weeks do a final warm weather course over the top of that. To complete that chip seal. That's really a temporary solution. And then over the past year and a half, the city has funded preliminary engineering to widen that road to a four-lane road all the way from Ferguson to 75. And we have those plans. The preliminary engineering is done. What we're waiting for is the next round of county bond funding, and we're actually going to be submitting that project to Collin County for their consideration to see if they're willing to partner with us to fund final design and construction so that we can widen that road. If they do, that would be a great way for the county to partner with the city since the majority of that road is in the county and not in the city. But it also would allow us to utilize the bond funds that Collin County has, which are paid for through our neighbors' property taxes, and everybody in Anna is paying into those bond funds, and so we're really hopeful that we can get that project or another project from the county bond funding to benefit our community. So thank you. Great question.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks, Crystal, for that great question. Joining our conversation, thanks for that information. All right, we're going to go to Lisa live next, but I have another polling question. This one is about these virtual town halls. We want to know very simply, do you prefer these virtual town halls that we're doing over the phone, or would you rather they be held in person? Press 1 for telephone town halls are convenient for me. Press 2 if you'd rather come to a face-to-face meeting, and press 3 if you're indifferent. So again, we just want to know if you prefer these virtual town halls, or would you rather they be held in person? Press 1 if telephone town halls are convenient for you. Press 2 if you'd rather come to a face-to-face meeting, and then press 3 if you're indifferent. Thanks, everyone, for that great feedback there. And with that, let's get Lisa live. She's in West Crossing. Lisa, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
I live in West Crossing, and I walk my dog twice a day, my husband and I, and there are several people who block the sidewalk with their vehicles, and I was just wondering if y'all could address that. Like when I lived in Carrollton, it was a $25 fine. It wasn't anything major, but it kind of got people's attention.
Lisa, that's a great question. This is Councilman Toten. I can speak from personal experience on this situation. Yes, you can't. We can enforce that, and it's a lot easier now that we have a code enforcement department. So on lot, there's two different ways. You can call the non-emergency police, and they can get it over to the code enforcement, or the police, if they have time, they can come out and ask the homeowner to move their vehicle. But online, you can submit an anonymous complaint and with the address and all, and they can the code enforcement officers can take care of that situation. But that was a great question, and you know, it's important, you know, to keep you guys safe as you're walking, but also kids that play and go up and down the sidewalks. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Lisa. I'm sure you're not the only one with that concern, so we're so glad to have you on tonight. All right, the next question we're going to go to is going to go to Greg Peters. Question goes like this. How do I report a streetlight outage?
This is something that, you know, I know a lot of neighbors see in their community, and I'm happy to jump in and give you guys a little bit of information on this. When we do have a streetlight outage on any street in the city, there are two basic ways that you can report that and get that taken care of. Number one is on our city website. If you go under the Departments tab, Public Works, one of the tabs under Public Works is Report a Streetlight Outage. And if you go to that page, one of the important things you can see is which portion of the electrical service area you're in. So if you live in the GCEC service area, then streetlights are maintained by us, the City of Anna. Our public works folks actually maintain those lights. If you're within the Encore service area, then Encore actually maintains all of their streetlights. So it's broken down by subdivision name, and then there are direct links. So you can look, find your subdivision, and then click the link and report that outage. That's the best way to do it, but I know for a lot of folks, you know, they may not want to go through the website, so you can always give us a call at the Public Works Department, and we can help you with that as well. I do want to just go ahead and give you the direct link to that page on our website. It is annatexas.gov/streetlight. So if you go there, you can report it anytime, 24/7, or you can give us a call at Public Works. Thanks.
Great information. Thanks so much for that question. All right, I have another poll question, so get your keypads ready. We want to know, what topic would you be most interested in hearing about for our next town hall? Press 1 if it's finance, including the annual budget, procurement, and financial transparency. Press 2 if it's neighborhood services, covering our city parks, recreation programming, code compliance, and community engagement opportunities. Press 3 for public safety, including police, fire, and EMS services. And press 4 if it's public works, including streets, water, and wastewater, and large-scale city projects. So I'll repeat those again now. We want to know, what topic would you be most interested in hearing about on our next town hall? We do these regularly, as we want to just open up the conversation, talk to you guys, and hear what's important to you. So let us know right now. Press 1 if you want to hear about finance on our next telephone town hall meeting, including annual budget, procurement, financial transparency. Press 2 if it's neighborhood services, covering city parks, recreation programming, code compliance, and community engagement opportunities. Press 3 if it's public safety, which includes police, fire, and EMS services. And press 4 for public works, which includes streets, water, wastewater, and large-scale city projects. Thanks, everyone, for weighing in right now.
Let's go to Jasmine, live on the phone. She's in the town square. Jasmine, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Oh, sorry, Anna. You asked, or sorry, Jasmine. You asked that I read your question. I apologize. Didn't mean to make you panic there. Anna, or Jasmine, says, will there be a traffic light installed at Finley Street where the development is going in next to Town Square?
Thank you for the question, Jasmine. This is Greg Peters, Director of Public Works. So we are actually working on getting a traffic signal installed at Finley and 5. The city, as Councilman Toten mentioned earlier, the city funded some traffic studies in multiple locations on our state roads because we wanted to get the data faster and try to push some of these projects ahead faster than it was going to be done otherwise. So in that, we did a traffic study. We determined that a traffic signal is needed at that intersection, and we submitted that information to TxDOT. Since then, we've then met with TxDOT multiple times. They have agreed to move it up their list, and the signal is currently in design. So TxDOT's working on the design. They expect design to be complete by the end of the month. And then at that point in time, it's going to be sent to the railroad. As you know, on Finley, just on the east side of 5, you have to cross the railroad tracks. And so there's signal preemption equipment that has to be installed at the rail crossing. So we'll be working through that as well. And one of the things our council has asked us to do as staff is to identify any ways we can speed that project up. So as TxDOT moves forward in this process, we're going to be working with them to see if there's anything that the city can do on our end to help shorten the timeline to try to get that signal in as soon as possible. We don't have a firm date yet for when it will be installed, but like I said, the design is going to be wrapped up next month, and we're going to be pushing hard to work with TxDOT to get it in as quickly as we can. We know it's a big concern for the community and a huge need for your subdivision, so thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jasmine. Sorry about that. So glad to have you on our conversation. All right. Up next, I have our final poll question. We've had excellent feedback in these tonight. So keep us going strong till the very end. The best way to contact the city with a question, comment, or suggestion is by phone, by email, or by submitting our contact form on the city website. Keep repeating it tonight, annatexas.gov. We want to know, have you utilized these methods to contact us in the past year? Press 1 for yes, you have. 2 for no, but you know where they are if you need them. And 3 for no, but you could use more information. So again, want to let you know, we love doing these calls. We reach out to you, but if you need to reach out to us, you can do it by phone, by email, or by submitting our contact form on our city website at annatexas.gov. Over the last year, have you utilized these methods to reach out to us? Press 1 for yes, you have. Press 2 for no, but you know where to go if you need that information. And press 3 if you have not and you need more information from us on that. All right, let's get right back to our questions now. We just have great, great questions tonight. Next one is, who maintains the sidewalks in Anna? I'm sure another one you see frequently.
That's a great question. So the street division of Anna Public Works maintains all public sidewalks in the city. If you have a concern regarding a sidewalk, please call us at 972-924-4510. I'll say it one more time, 972-924-4510, and that's the number for the Public Works Department, with the address where the sidewalk is, and we will come and check it out. If the sidewalk has a significant trip hazard or is broken and structurally failing, we will repair it or replace it. But thank you, and that was a great question.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks for that question, the information. And with that, we have just about reached the end of our allotted time tonight. But in just a moment here, when we officially end our call, you'll be able to leave us a voicemail message. So stay on till the very end. Leave us your name and phone number and your question, comment, and or concern. All right. With that, I would like to turn this back to Councilman Kevin Toten to bring us to the finish line with a few closing remarks.
I just want to personally thank everyone for participating in these calls and getting informed and the correct info. I want to thank Ross Altabelli, our Planning and Zoning Director, Greg Peters. Those two are probably the two hardest workers in our staff right now. If anyone has any concerns, you can always reach out to any of the councilmen, the mayor, at our email addresses or on the website. And I just thank you again for hanging in there on this long call and listening. We want to get everybody informed and just keep growing in a good way. And I hope everyone has a great evening and a good weekend.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.